From Tidbits on February 1st, 2010, this is the audio edition of Tidbits Watchlist, Notable Software Updates for February 1st, 2010, written by Tidbits staff. Mailplane 2.1.4. Uncomplex has tweaked Mailplane, its WebKit wrapper for Gmail, with a handful of minor fixes and improvements. Picture optimization in outgoing messages can now be controlled via AppleScript. Dragged messages now disappear as expected. Dragging images onto Mailplane's icon now optimizes pictures reliably. And keyboard shortcut functionality broken by Gmail changes has been restored. Keyboard Maestro 4.0.2. Automation lovers will be happy to hear that Stairway Software has updated its popular macro utility, Keyboard Maestro. In version 4.0.2, macros can be imported via double-clicking or drag-and-drop. Command-Shift-Tab can be used as a hotkey. The hotkey view has been tweaked. Typed string triggers can be single characters. And the hotkey menu includes an other option to indicate that any key may be used. The update also fixes a handful of bugs, including a crashing bug related to the hotkey pop-up menu and another caused by recording in 64-bit mode in Mac OS X 10.5, along with an issue with Dvorak keyboards. BusyCal 1.2. BusyMac's latest version of BusyCal, the desktop calendar application with built-in sharing capabilities, mainly focuses on bug fixes, though it also includes a couple of handy feature additions. While the release notes don't go into much detail, BusyCal 1.2 fixes several crashing bugs, Google syncing bugs, various miscellaneous bugs, and a bug related to row highlighting in List View. The update also introduces a welcome calendar groups feature, look in the file menu, and a new global font size preference. BusySync, BusyMac's iCal synchronization software, also received a minor update to version 2.2.7 to address what we suspect are the same Google Sync problems. Aluminum Keyboard Firmware Update 1.1. Apple has released a firmware update for 2007 aluminum Apple keyboards. The update improves battery performance when using the Apple Wireless keyboard in conjunction with other Bluetooth devices, such as the Magic Mouse, or some Bluetooth headsets. It also fixes an issue that occurred with both the regular and wireless keyboard, wherein keys could repeat randomly when typing. More information, including installation instructions, is available on Apple's website. The update is available via software update and the Apple Support Downloads page. PGP Desktop 10. PGP Corporation has released the latest version of its communications and disk encryption software, PGP Desktop. Version 10 adds support for whole disk encryption and bootcamp under Snow Leopard, optimization for solid-state drives, new hybrid cryptographic optimizer technology that results in enhanced runtimes, a refreshed interface, and expanded support for smart cards. Also, compliance is now ensured across any mixed system environment, i.e., a network with users running Linux, Mac OS X, and Windows. To learn more about PGP whole disk encryption, read Joe Kissel's article, Securing Your Disks with PGP Whole Disk Encryption, published on October 31st, 2008. This is Tidbits. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Doug McLean, and thanks for listening.